Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, think about this. Who would know better than a billionaire? A billionaire worth $64 billion when he's being asked, what do you think about America now? As a matter of fact, this is a particular man that didn't vote for our current president-elect Donald Trump. He actually was supporting a different candidate that didn't make it. But wouldn't you be interested to find out, is he feeling like that things are going to be bad, we're not going to make it? It's important to understand that, because you're going to begin to hear a lot of people tell you that things are bad in America. But the reality is, remember this, that our poorest person in America is richer than 70% of the world's population. But if you believe the negative reports, you're going to fall for those reports. But let's just see what a billionaire has to say about the direction of America. Does he feel optimistic about his, he is Warren Buffett, worth $64 billion, being interviewed about how he feels about the direction of America now after these elections. Take a look.
Do you feel optimistic about America right now? 100%. A divided America.
100%.
Why?
This is a fantastic country. In my lifetime, there's never been anything like it. We have $57,000 of GDP per capita. This system will produce more and more stuff and better stuff and services.
The system works regardless of who
the market system.
This is so important, because you're going to hear people talk about, you know, they're walking in the streets, some young folks are walking in the streets saying things are bad now. And Warren Buffett, who, you know, was okay, you know, with the election turnout, I say, listen, everything's great. It's going to be a wonderful, it's a great country. As a matter of fact, we're going to make that whole interview available to you on the VFN Torch, so you can hear the whole interview or watch it. But another thing he talked about, he was specifically asked about the stock market, because a lot of people were saying, you know, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, then this is what's going to happen to the stock market. If Donald Trump is elected president, then this is what's going to happen to the stock market. But guess what? Stocks are up. But what did a billionaire Warren Buffett have to say about what's going to happen to the stock market after the election? Let's take a look.
Let's talk about the markets long term, the market reaction to all of this, to President-elect Trump. What do you expect it to be long term, given the policy proposals that he's laid out, if he carries through with them?
Are you talking about the stock market?
I'm talking about the stock market.
Yeah, stock market will be in higher 10, 20, 30 years from now. And it would have been with Hillary, and it would have been, and will be with Trump.
So all of these predictions that the market was going to tank under
President Trump? They're silly.
They're silly. Think about it. A billionaire saying they're just silly. But you're looking at people just trying to push their agenda. America is built on confidence. You know, the currency, and we spend money when we're confident. We hold money back when we're not confident. When we're fearful, people don't spend. They don't take risks. But America is based on the flow of our currency moving from one person to the next person, from a buyer to a seller to a buyer to a seller. Well, he's saying, you know, have confidence. As a matter of fact, this whole interview, you can see this interview where he talks about, and this is after the elections, he's saying, this is the most blessed country. This has more gross domestic product than any other country in the history of the world, which has been so blessed. But you're finding people, they're going to try to organize, as we talked about in our previous program, to convince people that it's a bad thing, but actually it's a good thing. They just want the country to morph into something else. And so she's asking them very specifically, Warren Buffett, what about the division? Isn't this division so bad? Isn't this division that's taking place in America, what you're seeing, you know, George Soros and those that are using Rules for Radicals to be able to divide our country? Well, let's find out what a man who would risk $64 billion if he got this question wrong. What does he say about the division in America? Let's take a look.
You've lived through a lot. You've seen a lot of elections. This is a divided nation as we sit here today. Is this a nation that will come together and heal?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. He's confident. And it's for us to be confident in the e pluribus unum. Though we're many, we're one. It's time for us to not let people divide us anymore and to unite. Understand this, that if you're a Marine and you're in the field in battle for our country, and you're in the foxhole out there, you're not asking people things to divide yourself up. You're saying, you know what, we need to unite for a cause, because we are out fighting for our country. It's time for us to realize it's our unity and coming together under our Constitution and Christians up under God. and realizing that it is a time for us to come together. We're going to be talking more about this, but I want you to remember VFN Kingdom Business, vfnkb.org. It's so important for us to begin to unite and come together and to create and let people know about the positive narrative about our country and about how it's one nation under God, and that, you know, it's a city on a hill, and though people are trying to divide us, it's a great, I mean, look what Warren Buffett is saying about the future of our country. And so we're going to go through some difficult times, but understand what we're about to hear is some prophetic words coming from John Paul Jackson. But these things that are taking place in America and in the world are not for us to be destroyed. God's doing this so the fact that we can turn back to Him. It's minimum force necessary. How long will these things keep going? You know, he asked, John Paul Jackson asked God, and he says, until we repent. So understand, God's got plans for America. He's got good plans in store.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.